Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Let's open our Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." Here again, we meet a group of Israelites who are called the Pharisees. The Pharisees did not like Jesus and his disciples at all. The so-called righteous Pharisees loved to find fault with Jesus and his followers. But interestingly enough, these Pharisee patrols didn't accuse the disciples of stealing when they had taken some grain heads that didn't belong to them. Instead, these harsh finger pointers accused these disciples of violating the Sabbath. What is the Sabbath? The English word Sabbath is a transliteration of the Hebrew word for rest. It means the seventh day of a week, that is, Saturday. God used 6 days to create the heavens and the earth and everything in it. And on the sixth day, after everything was ready, He created man and woman. Then on the seventh day, God rested after He completed His work of creation. And so, He commanded His people Israel to rest from the work on every Saturday, the Sabbath. He desires for us to learn to trust in His providence and care, not in our own futile toils. God also commanded the Israelites to let the hungry eat from their possessions. The Pharisees knew both of God's commands to the exact fine print, and they added many rules for what were lawful and what were unlawful to do on the Sabbath. One of these unlawful things was to pick up grain heads. Let's read what the Lord Jesus answered the Pharisees. Matthew 12:3. He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple desecrate the day and yet are innocent? I tell you that one greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." To all the Israelites, King David was a symbol of God's love for them. David was also a symbol of Israel's love for their Lord God. The Bible calls David a man after God's own heart. Of course, the Pharisees had no way to blame David. Therefore, they could not argue back against Jesus. Our Lord Jesus used another example that the Pharisees knew very well. On the Sabbath, the priests were commanded to work in the temple, serving the Lord on behalf of all Israel, and serving Israel on behalf of their Lord God. The Pharisees knew the words of the Old Testament Bible verbatim, but they did not understand God's great love for man in commanding the Israelites to rest on the Sabbath. They made their own Sabbath rules that were clearly contrary to the true meaning of God's loving command for His people. If we cannot see from this event whether or not Jesus purposely confronted the Pharisees on the meaning of Sabbath, we will clearly see it on the next Sabbath. Let's continue to read Matthew 12. Now verse 9. Going on from that place, He went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, they asked Him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Oh, how Jesus desired for the man with the shriveled hand to have comfort and rest. When that poor man heard the Lord's voice, obeyed the Lord's command, and stretched out his hand, he was immediately healed. On that Sabbath, that poor man was relieved from the worrying about his sickness. Oh, how the Lord Jesus desired for the Pharisees to have rest too. Only if they knew the fact that they were totally restless and that they relentlessly and mercilessly pointed their fingers at others all the time. They even dared to plot against the Lord of the Sabbath. Please note that not every Pharisee died in their stubbornness. After Jesus had died on the cross and rose from the dead, a small number of them finally understood the Lord's love for them. They grasped the true meaning of the Sabbath, which is to trust and rest in the Lord. They turned to Christ and became our fellow brothers in the kingdom of heaven. Dear friend, have you heard Jesus? Do you know how precious you are to the Lord? Why not obey Him and enjoy genuine rest? May our good Lord of the Sabbath bless you and give you rest. Bye-bye.